The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is indisposed at the moment.
I'm afraid he's been having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating.
But I'm sure he'll be out in a jiff.
Oh, here he is now.
Looking pale and shaken. Oh, you okay, little buddy?
The Eric Metaxas Show.
Is that necessary? I think not. Folks, on this program, often on Mondays, we do a Miracle Monday segment or program. I get very excited about miracles. I've experienced miracles myself. I worship a God of miracles. He's not just some intellectual construct. And so when we can, I love to get people on the program who've experienced miracles or written about miracles. And we're sitting here in the studio with Georgiana Jackson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, this is a little complicated to explain. I'm holding in my hand a book titled Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love. But on the cover, it says collected and edited by H. Jane Tees, PhD, and Melinda Holland with Tara Georgiana Jackson. So how does this book come into being? What is your role in bringing these stories into the book?
Okay. Around 1995, the Lord started speaking to me through a recurring impression that he wanted me to start collecting true stories of healings, miracles, supernatural things from Christians that I knew or knew well enough to know that they were credible people.
Right.
So I kept doing this for years. I collected these stories. And then in 2001, I was working in a Christian bookstore and I met Dr. Jane Tees. She came in looking for books on divine healing. She had been given a grant by the Center for Disease Control to study faith and healing among Christians in South Carolina. And she wasn't a Christian herself at this point.
So she only comes to the store because she's studying this.
Yes, yes. And immediately when she told me what she was doing, I just knew that the Lord had me collect these stories for her. So I tell her what I'd done, what I had been doing. And she says, okay, we'll have you come speak to our group of scientists and researchers. So they invited this girl from the bookstore to come and speak to this group of scientists and researchers. And
you're the girl from the bookstore?
I'm the one.
Okay.
And basically, I spoke to them for a little while, and they said, we want to hire you. We want to hire you to be our consultant. So they hired me to be their consultant for the project, also to share my collection of over 100 stories with them. And they hired me also to be a researcher with them as well. And one of their interviewers.
They kind of hit the jackpot with you. Do they realize that? I guess they realize that.
Well, the Lord put us together. It was very evident.
Well, we know that, but mm-hmm. They didn't know that. They just thought, holy cow,
yeah.
We just bumped into a woman who just happens to have all this stuff ready to go.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's like, remember when Grimm's, the story of Grimm's fairy tales, when the brothers Grimm were searching for these folk tales, they bumped into one woman who was like a repository, like she had, you know, a zillion of them, and it cuts down the legwork. So Jane Tees bumps into you and realizes, okay, we're gonna work together. And so what when you say in 1995, so 6 years before you meet Jane, Dr. Tease, you said God put it on your heart to do this. Now, had you experienced miracles yourself up to that point?
I have experienced some miracles. Most of my miracle stories are from other people, but I have experienced them myself.
And what was it that made you, sense that God wanted you to do this? I mean, were you in the middle of a prayer time, or how did that happen?
The best I can explain is it was a recurring impression. The Lord sometimes speaks to me that way. And it came to me so many times, starting around 1995. And I just knew, and I would tell everybody what I was doing, and they would bring me their stories, and they would get excited about it. And it just grew and grew and grew until I had over 100 stories.
Well, I think you may know I wrote a book called Miracles, mm-hmm. which is also a bunch of stories. And it was the same kind of thing. I said, I'm just going to put in the stories of people I know that mm-hmm. have credibility. These are mm-hmm. not, and they're very encouraging to read. So, I think people need to know we have a God that really can do miracles. Because there are mm-hmm. a lot of people that kind of think, well, maybe for somebody else, or I don't mm-hmm. know. So the book is called Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love. And what are some of the stories in here? In other words, what's one that, blows your hair back that you say, I can't believe this?
Okay. One of my favorite stories happened to a lady named Doris O'Malley, which she has a pseudonym, so it's not her exact name. But anyway, her name is Doris O'Malley. I want to start off by saying that she had a terrible life growing up. Horrible. It was so bad, in fact, that she thought the Lord didn't love her because her life was so terrible. She was abused in every possible way. She was homeless at one point as a teenager, lived in a dilapidated old car. And she just didn't think anybody loved her. But this one woman kept loving her and kept telling her not to get drunk, not to get high. And that eventually led to her becoming a Christian. So Doris, not too long after she became a Christian, she gets in a car accident. Her back is broken. Vertebrae are broken. And she gets in a wheelchair, and they tell her she'll never, ever get out of the wheelchair again. So then at her baptism in a creek, as they're pulling her out of the water, you're not going to believe it, but the Lord did a miracle right at that moment. She feels the pain come out of her back. And at that moment, she's healed. She never gets back in the wheelchair again. Never.
Now, what year was this?
I don't know what year it is, but it was she's, I would say, in her 60s now. It was a long time ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, these kinds of things, again, I know these things happen. Mm-hmm. And they don't happen every time you snap your fingers, but they happen. And you mm-hmm. meet people. Now, how did you meet this woman?
I actually met her when our two churches had a party together for New Year's Eve. I go to a Baptist church, and she was a singles minister of a large Southern Baptist church in Columbia, South Carolina. And so we just met at this party, and I tell her what I was doing. And she said, oh, I've got a great story for you. And she had another story, too. She had ovarian cancer, and the doctor said he could have bet his life it was cancer. So she has her pastor come, who had never prayed for the sick before. And he knew in James it says you're supposed to anoint people with oil and pray for the sick, but he hadn't done it. He was a new pastor. So he does this for her the night before her surgery. And then the next day when they go in to do the surgery, they find out that there's no cancer. And again, the doctor said he could have bet his life it was cancer. And he said it was truly a miracle.
And this is the same woman.
Same woman.
That's wow. I mean, you kind of think, what a tough life. And yet, she has these amazing stories. Mm-hmm. And why did she want you to use a pseudonym? I'm asking because in my book, I had two friends that didn't want their information out there. And I kept saying to them, it's great to have your name out there because mm-hmm. then people know it's real and they can talk to you or they can email mm-hmm. you or something like that. But some people are very shy. They don't want that.
Well, Dr. Tease is the one who decided to give them pseudonyms. Some people wanted their name used. Some people didn't.
Oh, I see.
Just to make it easier, I guess, just nobody in the book has their real name.
Okay.
Although in my own personal collection, my friends have told me that I could use their names.
Yeah. I always think it's neat because I've had friends in my book. There's a story of a healing of a marriage that's so miraculous. It was so hopeless story, you know, just. And, you know, people have contacted my friend, wanted to contact my friends so that they could hear the story or meet with them or something. Mm-hmm. So it's just a neat, it's just a fascinating thing. So the title of the book is Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love. So is this mostly healing miracles?
Yes, mostly healing miracles.
Yeah. And I've never experienced a healing miracle myself. Have you?
Well, I've prayed for people and seen them healed. But
you have?
I have.
That's pretty big stuff.
It hasn't happened a lot, but yeah. It has happened a few times.
Well, Georgiana, that's a big thing. Isn't that amazing?
It's exciting. I loved it.
Right?
I'm praying that it'll happen more.
I was going to say, it's just the greatest thing. And I, you know, I do this program and talk about miracles because I want to encourage people. Try, pray, see what happens. God will... God will meet you. Well, okay, so the book is called Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love. Who's the author listed on Amazon?
Dr. Jane Teas.
Okay, so Jane Teas, T-E-A-S, Ph.D., Jane. We'll be right back. The book is Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love by Dr. Jane Teas, T-E-A-S.
What to do? Oh, that talk of opportunity.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Anne Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get in my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes, pulling it open, reaching in, discarding the junk mail, and then pulling out that item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed for my return? It sounds like a horror story, but it's a reality. Cybercriminals can use your personal information to get a tax refund in your name, or even commit other forms of ID theft. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock's dedicated identity restoration specialists will work to fix your identity issues. And we've added more protection with Norton Security to help block thieves from stealing information on your devices. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but join today and get 10% off your first year and then enjoy peace of mind all year long. Head to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time.
So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about miracles. It's Miracle Monday on the program. I'm sitting here. I have a book in my hand, Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love. Georgiana Jackson, welcome back. I want to get some stories out of you because I get excited. What are some of the stories that we could find in this book?
Okay. One of my favorite stories of all time first was told to me in college, and then we interviewed my friend many years later. Sally Gordon, at one point, again, this is a pseudonym, uh-huh. but at one point she was Miss Teen South Carolina. She was a very strong, committed Christian. And around the time of being Miss Teen South Carolina, she develops bulimia. She would go to bulimic support groups and she would feel guilty about it. And they would tell her, well, once you're bulimic, you'll always be bulimic. You're just going to have to deal with it. So as the years go by, she ends up at University of South Carolina, where I went to school also, and she's in a USC religion class one day, and the professor had been teaching that miracles didn't happen, and he wasn't teaching it that day, but he'd been teaching it that semester. And then all of a sudden, as she's watching the professor and taking notes, a bright light she sees in the front of the room, and then she hears a voice say to her, "You have been delivered." It was a full, rich voice. It was audible, but it was not loud. She said she looks around. Nobody hears it but her. And from that day forward, she never purged again. She said sometimes she would binge, although she's a good size now, but she never purged again. So surely she was delivered.
In the class. But I mean, I find, you know, God has a sense of humor.
He does.
How hilarious is that? Mm-hmm. That you got some professor pontificating on there's no healing. And while he's, you know, standing mm-hmm. up there in his own class, you have the audible voice of God. Do we know what year this was?
Let's see. I don't know exactly what year it was, but it would have been early 90s.
Okay, and you said she was a Miss South Carolina.
She was Miss Teen South Carolina.
Miss Teen South Carolina.
At one point.
So that's how she developed this bad habit or
probably,
whatever.
Probably, yeah.
But, oh my gosh. So it is funny to me that, you know, sometimes God speaks in an audible voice. I've never experienced that, mm-hmm. but I know people who have. Mm-hmm. And I always want to know, what did he sound like? Mm-hmm. And you're saying it was
a full, rich voice that was audible but not loud.
Yeah. And no one else heard it.
Nobody else heard it. She looked around thinking, what just happened?
Right.
But nobody else heard it.
And she saw bright light in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. And oh, she said, gosh. She felt, through this experience, she felt more loved and more humble than she ever had in her life.
At the time.
Mm-hmm, at the time.
People, what I find interesting and the reason I'm glad people like Dr. Jane Tees are researching this is because you do find commonality in some of the stories. Mm-hmm. You find things repeated that you say there's got to be something here because everybody's explaining this and everybody keeps saying that I felt this a sense of being loved that was overwhelming. And, you know, you hear mm-hmm. that. So obviously one of the reasons you've titled the book Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love, is because this is an outworking of his love. Okay, so let's keep going with the stories. I love the stories.
Okay. Sarah Ann Murphy, very credible person that I personally know, my parents know. Her dad was a Baptist pastor. And she was born deaf, but of course they didn't know she was deaf at first. You don't know that about a child. But as she gets a little older, they start realizing something's wrong. So they take her to the doctor. The doctor pronounces her deaf. And instead of going and getting the surgery that she needed or getting the arrangements made for the surgery, the dad just walks out of the office. Of course, the mom's upset, follows him, and says, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, I just had an impression from the Holy Spirit that..."
Wait a minute. The miracle is that this is a Baptist, because Baptists don't usually traffic in this stuff, at least not publicly. So this guy's a Baptist minister. He says, "I just had an impression from the Holy Spirit."
Right.
It's very interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And before this experience, he wasn't even sure if he believed in divine healing.
There you go. Okay.
So he has this impression from the Holy Spirit. And the impression is that he should contact an acquaintance named Eric and have him come and pray for his daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
So Eric and his friend come to their house. They pray for the girl. And as they're all together praying, all of a sudden, Eric does something unusual. He speaks directly to the demons and he says, "Uncup the ears of this baby." And she grew fretful almost to the point of screaming. So he prays for the spirit of peace to overtake her. She falls asleep peacefully in her dad's arms and she wakes up healed. They take her back to the doctor. This is a great part of the story. They take her back to the doctor. The doctor's amazed. The doctor said, "You took this baby to the throne room of Jesus, and he has healed her. She wrote on the chart, 'divinely or miraculously healed.'"
Now, this is definitely not a New York doctor, because they would not say that. That is kind of beautiful that the
doctor was willing to acknowledge that
this is genuinely miraculous. There's no other explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so this guy, Eric, that you're referring to, he had obviously a gifting in this area to, what do they call that, discernment of spirits and all that kind of stuff, because he knew that this was a demonic thing. Now, we want to be clear, you know, not all healing is a demonic affliction, but many of them are. And I think that people need to be open to that as well, that there are times when that's the case and you want somebody to pray for you who understands this stuff. Okay, we have time for one more story in this segment. So you were just about to tell me.
Dr. Larry Connors, he has a personal relationship with Jesus, and he prays for his patients if they're interested in his practice.
I just wish there were more doctors like that. Isn't that terrific?
I love it. Well, his first healing, first he got osteochondroma when he was in high school.
Okay, the doctor did.
The doctor did. And osteochondroma is a bone that sticks out under the skin. It was on his humerus. It's painful, but it's not cancer, and it caused his shoulder to lock up. His mom told him that she had started praying for him that it would be healed. So time goes by. He's in his medical residency, and in his residency, one day he's in his shower, and he feels a stabbing pain. He reaches up, and it's gone. And his mom had been praying, so he says he has no other explanation than that his mom prayed it away in the name of Jesus.
That is, I mean, you know what I wonder is, like, how many people have had experiences like this and they don't tell people or they don't. I always want to encourage people to tell these stories. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people are shy or embarrassed or something.
And they're afraid of what people will think.
Yeah. Tough luck what people will think. It's just tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have time probably for another story before we go to our break.
Okay. Dr. Larry Connors, he also...
This is the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also at one point had a torn meniscus. And so he knows it really was torn.
This is him. This is the doctor.
This is him.
No wonder he believes in healing because he's been healed. Okay.
Right. So his torn meniscus, he's positive the MRI was accurate. It said it was torn. They go to fix it. And amazingly, his knee was like, these are the surgeon's exact words, his knee was like that of a 16-year-old, and it was pristine. He was completely healed. Some could argue the MRI was not accurate, but he knows that he had pain before, and then he did not have pain.
And when he was healed, did he feel something happen as he was healed, or is this just something that happened and he didn't realize when it happened?
Well, he had a lot of family members praying for him, but I don't remember him feeling anything. But he did. He knows that Jesus did it because so many people were praying for him.
It's funny because I have a knee problem, my left knee, and because of that, I'm not able to run. You know, that was like that's my exercise. And it's one of these things where I know so many people who've been healed, and I've had my knee, people have prayed for my knee, it hasn't been healed yet, but it's one of those things where listening to you tell these stories gives me faith to pray.
Wow.
You know, I want to pray more because I think that we lose heart, you know, we get discouraged, and the word courage is the same root word for heart. We lose heart, we get discouraged, and we just stop praying, or we think, it's not for me. And I wanted to have you on to encourage people to say, look, this is for everybody. You just don't know when or how or the details. But you said you have prayed for people and they've been healed.
Yeah. It's happened sometimes. One time it happened, I was at a gas station, and this gentleman behind the counter, we started chatting.
Okay, they're telling me we're out of time. Hold on. I want to hear the gas station story. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. The book is Faith That Heals.
Make like a Mr. Meek, and you'll get cut out. Make like a little lamb, and wham, you're shorn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. Make like a Mr. Mumbles and you're a zero. Make like a Mr. Big, they dig a hero.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says President Trump will let the Attorney General decide whether the special counsel's Russia report should be publicly released, though she adds that, quote, he's more than happy for any of this stuff to come out. President Trump has directed the military to support relief efforts to help Mozambique with the destruction caused by a cyclone more than a week ago. The Southern African nation earlier declared a national disaster, as its president said deaths from the cyclone could reach 1,000. Confirmed deaths are now close to 450. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna in Los Angeles says lawyer Michael Avenatti could face up to 50 years in prison if convicted on wire and bank fraud charges. The critic of President Trump was arrested today in New York on federal charges there and in California. This is SRN News.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Why does it never light on my lawn? Why does it rain and never say good day to the newborn?
showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, Miracle Monday. We're talking to Georgiana Jackson, and the book is Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love, collected and edited by Dr. Jane Tees and Melinda Holland. You were just telling us a story at a gas station. I like weird stories like this. So you're at a gas station. You don't have to tell me what you're doing there. I think you're pumping gas,
that's
right?
Right?
Okay.
That's right. Anyway, I start chatting with the guy behind the counter that worked there. And he told me he had just gotten out of prison and that he'd become a Christian in prison. And he said, please pray for me. He said, I want to stay close to the Lord. But he said, it's hard now that I'm on the outside.
Yeah.
He said, it was easier when I was in prison than it is now.
Yeah.
So I prayed for him in the gas station. There's nobody around, so I didn't mind. But he also had told me that something was wrong with one of his legs. He had fallen off a ladder and hurt his leg. So I prayed for him to stay close to the Lord, and I prayed for his leg. And then I kind of forgot about it. I went on my way, forgot about it. I stopped by there a couple of weeks later, and I see him. And he said, I meant to tell you, I've been looking for you. He said, I wanted to tell you that I was healed when you prayed for me. My leg was healed.
Get out. Isn't that cool that you happened to see him again?
Yeah.
Because imagine how excited he was.
Right. Mm.
And did he know what was wrong with it, or did he know anything specifically?
I don't remember specifically what was wrong or if he even told me, but I just remember that he had pain and then he had no more pain after the prayer.
Well, I want to ask you about, you were saying at the beginning of this program that Dr. Jane Tees wanders into this Christian bookstore. You're working there. Mm-hmm. And so this is what, 2001?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's not a Christian, but she's been given this grant to look into this from a medical, which is cool in and of itself that the medical establishment or that the scientific establishment would give a grant to somebody to really look into this, you know? But you're saying when she came to see you then, she was not a Christian.
Yes.
But that somehow, as a result of this work, she became convinced it's real, and she did become a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, when I first met her, she told me that she did not believe in Jesus. She did, and she was definitely not a Christian. A year later, one day we're riding back from a healing meeting somewhere, and all of a sudden she turns to me and she just says, I believe Jesus is God and he's my personal savior.
That sounds like definition of a Christian to me.
Yeah.
And what was it that did it for her? Just being around Christians and seeing it?
I think just the whole project, hearing these stories over and over, hearing all these wonderful testimonies.
Yeah.
I think she just was drawn to Jesus.
And did you, I mean, so she's been working on this all these years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And except now that she's a Christian.
Mm.
Now, does she feel, I think a lot of times people in the scientific community or whatever, they think, well, now you're biased if you're a Christian, which doesn't make sense, does it? I mean, you're still doing the same work.
Right. Yeah.
Except now you believe it. But so she's still continuing to do this work?
Well, she's retired now, and I speak about the book, but she still believes, and she's still excited that she got to be a part of this and got to do this.
Now, all the work that she did, there must be more stories than this book.
Right, right.
Are there?
Yeah.
Are you all planning to put it in another book?
I don't know what we're going to do with it, but for now, I'm just speaking about it.
Well, I'm just amazed that somebody has done this, because this is the kind of thing that, you know, I talk about this all the time, that people need to tell their stories and then people need to, you know, write them down or do something, because the more you hear about this, the more you think, like, this is not that strange. A lot of people have experienced healing miracles. Are there any stories in this book of angels?
There is a story of a man falling from a scaffold and an angel called him.
Well, tell us that story. Or maybe you just did. I don't know.
I don't remember all the details of the story, but that I do remember there is a story like that. So.
Well, you know, when people talk about that stuff, those to me are the craziest stories. I have a friend, I guess it's in my miracles book. It's one of these stories that if I didn't personally know the woman who told the story, I would say that just sounds nuts. But
right.
I know this woman.
Right.
And it was falling, you know, probably to her death. And she just felt scooped up, carried back, and then set down. It was like just insane.
Mm.
And I guess she was in junior high. And she said that her friends were so frightened at what they saw that they ran away.
Wow.
Which kind of proves the point, right? Like they just saw something so freaky, they don't know what they literally ran away. They were scared to death at what they had just seen. I think they meant to harm my friend. And, you know, junior high girls, you can just imagine that they don't have any, you know, compassion or whether they have no idea what they're doing, you know. And that when she was so miraculously delivered, it just completely freaked them out. And they never spoke to her again, she said, you know. And the story of an angel, you know, you just said somebody's falling from a scaffolding. The question, of course, is why would the Lord do it that way? That's to me the mystery that we don't know. But did anybody tell you other examples of hearing the audible voice of God?
Yes, a friend of mine, Mandy, and that's her real name. She said it was okay to use her name. When she was 16, she was in a grocery store, and she was standing in line. Well, there was nobody in front of her or behind her, but she's just reading a magazine. And all of a sudden, she hears a voice behind her audibly say, you prayed that prayer, and this is how I've chosen to answer it. She looks around, has no idea who said it. There's nobody there. So she thinks, maybe God said that. So she says in her mind to the Lord, she says, did you say that, Lord? And he said, yes. And
okay, hang on. This is called a cliffhanger in show business. We'll be right back for the rest of the story with Mandy. Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Have you heard the lie that America's public schools are God-free zones? Do you hear Americans who lament that God, religion, and morals are not allowed in our schools? Politicians and the media have twisted the phrase separation of church and state, insisting that God is not allowed in our schools, but that just is not true. Student prayer was never removed from schools, and the Department of Education's guidelines state that students may pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith as long as it's student-initiated, voluntary, and non-disruptive. But public school students are routinely told not to pray, write about their faith, or even speak the phrase Merry Christmas. Learn more at AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. Download our video and educational materials to share with your family, friends, and public school administrators. Please consider contacting or supporting this nonprofit religious freedom movement so that we may preserve America's religious heritage. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to get involved and support our fight for freedom of religion. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned, in theaters March 29th. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, he, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now. We are not jive talking. We're telling the truth. This book I'm holding in my hand is called Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love. Georgiana Jackson is with me sharing some of these stories. You just were sharing a story of a woman in a grocery store hearing the voice of God. So let's go back there.
Right. So Mandy, she speaks to the Lord and says, in her mind, she says, was that you? And he said, yes. So she says, what are you talking about? And he basically just showed her that he was talking about a broken relationship that she had had. She thought she was going to marry this guy, even though she was only 16. She was in love with him. But she had prayed, Lord, if it's not your will, take this relationship away from me. And then he had broken up with her. So the Lord was using this audible voice to emotionally heal her, because she said after he spoke to her, she just floated out of the grocery store just feeling wonderful.
And she had not heard the audible voice of God before that?
No, never had.
It's so funny. It's hard not to be jealous when you hear these stories. You think, like, I want to hear that. I want to experience. I've experienced miracles, but it's such a wonderful thing to feel the presence of God. I just want to ask you some of the, on the back of this book, you have an English degree from the University of South Carolina. I'm also an English major, but there are other people listed on the book. Jane Tees, you've been talking about, the researcher, but who are the other folks listed on here, and how are they involved in this project?
Okay. Melinda Holland, I actually never met her because she helped Jane when I lived in Florence for 1 year. So I never met her, but she helped.
You lived in Florence?
Just for 1 year.
What were you doing in Florence?
I was teaching English.
That sounds like fun. You really were? So that's in the last 10 years?
Oh, no, Florence, South Carolina.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were teaching English in... So you weren't that far away, but
right,
you're saying so you went
away
to Florence, South Carolina. I thought you were talking about Florence, Italy. I was like, how'd you get that job? Okay, so this woman was involved, and who is Virginia Stradzins?
She did the art on the cover.
Oh, so you got all kinds of people listed here, but you you're the person that obviously had this relationship with Jane Tees. And is Jane, you said she's retired, is she still living in the world of South Carolina? So she is, and but she's no longer involved in this kind of research,
Not that I know of. Well, I still tell her stories because I love to, and she enjoys them, but I don't think she on her own still does the research.
It's interesting that, does she give an account in this book of her coming to faith?
No.
I find that interesting. It's like she should write about this experience from her point of view, because, I mean, to come into it as a researcher and then a year later to think, I think it's true. That's pretty amazing. Does the church you go to now move in this kind of stuff and miracles and stuff?
We see some miracles. I go to Shannon Baptist, which is a very large Baptist church in South Carolina, or in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And I have met people there who tell me about miracles.
Yeah.
But it's not a charismatic Baptist church.
Right. Well, I find it interesting because a big thing for me, I have had my friend Ken Fish on this program sharing. I don't know if you've ever heard any of those programs, but he's... You know, I say to him, you've got to get this stuff written down, and you've got to get scientists to, or doctors to sign off to let people know this is real. This is happening. I mean, he's prayed for stage 4 cancers. I don't know how many have been healed. And I thought you need to get documentation because there's some people that just refuse to believe it.
That's true.
Just think, I don't believe miracles, period, case closed. And you think, well, then how do you explain this?
Right.
We probably have time for one more story, Georgiana.
Okay.
Anything that pops into your head?
Okay. My friend Karen, when she was 5 years old, they discovered that one of her legs was too short. I don't know exactly how much too short. I asked her, but she can't remember. It was so long ago, and her parents don't remember. But so one leg was too short. So they decided to take her to, and she was going to have to get special shoes. But instead, they decided to take her to a pastor and have his team of elders pray over her. And they did. As far as I know, I don't remember that she felt anything. Not that I remember. And then not long after that, they take her to another doctor, and the doctor says both of her legs were the same length.
Sounds pretty miraculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just this, some of this stuff is so matter of fact. It's almost funny, you know, like you expect bang, whiz, you know, something. But in this case, it's just a prayer and they get healed and they move on with their lives. And like half these people forget about it and they think, oh, yeah, I remember. Any other stories before we go?
Well, the last story about Karen, she's a nurse, but at this point she was working at Chico's, and she was hurrying down the stairs because she was late for work. She gets her high heel caught in one of the stairs, and she starts falling headlong, so head first, down a long stairway toward the cement floor. And all of a sudden she feels outside of herself a supernatural force pull her back up. And she says there's no way she could have done that. It was outside of herself. She believes it was one of the Lord's angels. And her mom tells her to put on her armor every day. And so,
I find it funny. For some people, this is so matter of fact. They believe in God. They've experienced miracles. And they don't even tell people about it.
Right.
And then there are other people that insist that there's no way this stuff could happen. And you think, like, is it rational to believe all these people are insane? All these people are lying? All these people are what, deluded? And that doesn't make rational sense, because there's so many there's so many common pieces. I mean, you just shared about the way she was, like, you know, an angel to my mind is the logical guess. Right. What else was it? You're falling down the stairs and something, like, what in the world is that supposed to be?
Right.
And why do you insist that it can't be an angel? Why, you know, in a court of law, they would be, we're not talking about in a lab, but in a court of law, people listen to testimonies. They figure out, is this person known to be a liar? Is this person credible? Does this person have a motive to lie? Why would they make this up? Well, I'm glad we've had this time. Georgiana Jackson, congratulations on the book. Congratulations on being obedient to the Lord's prompting to write these stories down. The book is called Faith That Heals, Stories of God's Love. Grab a copy. And again, Georgiana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get in my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling the Mueller report a good day for the rule of law.
The Senate Judiciary Committee chairman told a Capitol Hill press conference the issue has always been, did President Trump collude with Russia?
And I told him to his face almost 2 years ago, if you did, that's it between me and you, and anything that follows you deserve.
Graham says now that the Mueller probe has found evidence of neither collusion nor obstruction by the president, it removes a cloud that's been shadowing the Trump White House almost since the president took office. Bob Agnew reporting.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti could face up to 50 years in prison if convicted on wire and bank fraud charges. The critic of President Trump was arrested today in New York on federal charges there and in California. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points. This is SRN News.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says, you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned. In theaters March 29th. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
By the way, great program today. I want to say, Albin, for the folks, before we get into our fun stuff, people who are listening right now, many of you have given to Food for the Poor.
Yes.
Okay. It's important for me to say this at least once a day, that if you listen to this program, our values, that's those of us who are here on this side of the microphone, Albin and mine, and those of us at Salem, are really the values of a lot of people who listen. And I want to, if they're not your values, I want to convince you, or at least try to convince you, that those of us who've been blessed need to think about how we can be a blessing to some who are less blessed. Now, we all have different religious views and so on and so forth, but most of us agree that in the United States and in the West in general, we're wealthy compared to the rest of the world. There are places like Haiti, for example, where Food for the Poor is working, where the level of poverty is just about incomprehensible to us. And so a little bit of our money goes very, very far in a place like Haiti. There is a real humanitarian crisis right now. You never hear about it in the news. You hear about it on this program. But I'm here to tell you, just because they don't talk about it on the news, if they brought cameras there and you saw what's going on, you'd be horrified. But they don't do that. They talk about whatever they talk about. So on this program, I want to at least talk about what's going on in Haiti and tell you that children are starving and that Food for the Poor is the organization most effective, very effective, in reaching out to those who are suffering. Food for the Poor has so many people who know how to work the system, who know how to figure out who is starving, what kids don't look healthy, and they go to their homes and they try to figure out, is this a family that needs our help? They're very good at that, okay? So your money's not wasted, but it's incumbent on us to do what we can. So some people can only give a little bit. It doesn't matter. We know Jesus talks about the widow's mite. Right. You give what you can or what you'd like to give, but I want everybody to think about giving something. It's part of who we are as a radio program. We're not just about it being entertaining or talking about controversies. This is about doing something good. Food for the Poor does so much good. It's why we partner with them. We have vetted them. This is not just some organization. It's an organization we at Salem Media have worked with before. And we work with them now because when there's a humanitarian crisis in a place like Haiti, you want to go with the best. So I'm asking you, if you haven't yet done it, go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's our website. And give something. You'll feel great if you just give a little bit. You'll feel wonderful. I want to encourage you to do that. We have a clip, I think. Let's play that clip. Here we go.
I really feel it should tug on everyone's heartstrings. Personally, I've been donating $20 a month. I'm on disability, and my husband's passed, and I don't have tons of extra money. But you know what? If somebody can go out to McDonald's and grab a meal, that's at least $5 right there. You know, if you do $5 a month for 12 months, that's $60. And if you can do $10 for 12 months, that's $120. We are God's hands and feet, and that's how God works.
All right. Well, that's a perfect explanation of what I was just saying. Every one of us can do something. And really, it's the right thing to do. Now, I'm not telling you have to give to Food for the Poor. Maybe you have somebody else that you give to. But I just want to encourage you, if you have a little bit spare change or you have something, Food for the Poor is an organization we really believe in. I'll give you the phone number in a second. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, everything is there. But you can also call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. This is just this month that we're doing it, so please step up today if you would, 844-863-HOPE. We are so grateful to you. Thank you for enjoying this program with us. Thank you for your emails, and if you can call it 844-863-HOPE, we're very grateful to you. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.